Join longtime local and social butterfly Michelle Dragony as she flits up and down the coastside on her intrepid cruiser Flame, chatting with coastal characters at every turn.
Cherise McHugh recently announced her retirement as CEO from the Half Moon Bay Chamber after 22 years. I caught up with her so that she could podcast her farewell speech for posterity. If there is anyone who loves the coastside more than the coastal butterfly does, that would be Cherise McHugh. Thanks, Cherise, for all the love that you've given our community. And here she is with her farewell speech.
A funny thing happened on the way here. Somehow it took me 22 years to get here. Yes, in March it will be 22 years. As my father-in-law always taught my husband, sometimes the best things happen because you are simply in the right place at the right time. I started out at the Chamber in 1996 and thought, well, I'll do this for about 5 years and then probably retire. That chamber work can really get under your skin. In my early 40s, I found the job that was made for me. I absolutely love our town and our chamber and all that we get to do. Well, most of the time. I have learned so much about the chamber business, about how government works, and met and worked with such incredible people. I have been blessed with the most awesome staff and board members over the years. And with a lot of help from people, we have established busing along the coast, brought STEM robotics to the schools, created life skills at the high schools, started KEEP, a countrywide renowned disaster preparedness program that is used as an example by the American Red Cross when they are in Washington, D.C. We created a hotel bid. We expanded Tour de Fleurs to be farm fish flowers. We created a dynamic education committee that actually brought tears of pride to my eyes at this month's meeting. We started the Teacher Supplies Party that has given over $66,000 directly to teachers, supported and defeated some pretty powerful legislation, created the first broad-based ecotourism program in the state of California, organized the Devil's Slide opening, planted the Highway 1 medians, and started the beloved Night of Lights. I have served on the Western Association of Chamber Executives Board and the board of their foundation, was awarded the coveted William E. Hammond Award from WACE that is only given to one executive a year, and achieved the designation of accredited chamber executive 3 times. And I also got to design a historic coastside blanket. And yes, after 22 years, I will be retiring in October of this year. It is time for me to be able to spend more time with my family and especially my 6 grandchildren. Jack and I will remain in Half Moon Bay, but will downsize at some point. And I look forward to spending much more time in the mountains. I have to give a special thank you to my husband for putting up with the chamber wife all these years. Can you imagine how many mixers, events, and dinners he has gone to? How many times our personal time has been interrupted with chamber business, and how many times he was roped into volunteering? I also want to leave you with some last thoughts. I have learned a lot from this job, but also from my parents, my husband, my children, friends, and all of you. This is what I believe you need to succeed in business. You need to exercise good judgment, and everyone needs to be checked once in a while, so make sure you have that confidant. You have to have compassion because that's what makes this world a better place. You must be trustworthy and use discretion when needed. And you best have that joie de vivre, exuberance, and love of life because as my husband likes to quote from the old Schlitz beer commercial, you only go around once in this life, so grab all the gusto. It's been a wonderful career, and I thank all of you for a great ride.